W-H-C-P-T. N-H-A-P-P.
E-H-O-E-M, I think it was. This is Leonard, A-D-8-F-K. A-E-H-O-E-M, A-D-8-F-K.
Is that A-D-8-F-K, Alpha, Delta, 8? You're, I don't know, forgetting my K-8 now.
I just say Leonard, that's my name, as a Delta 8, Foxtrot Kilo, the fun kid over here in Madison Heights. Over to you, K-E-H-O-E-M, is that correct?
Yep, Kilo Echo 8, Oscar November Mike, over here. Name's Drew, I live out in Chesterfield, right over by Lake St. Clair.
Sure, what's your handle there?
I got you on my mobile rig here in my truck, so I can't hear all that clear all the time. I need to get a better external speaker for my radio here.
I understand the challenges, that's for sure. I was asking, what is your first name or your handle?
First name is Andrew, and call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Oscar November Mike.
Good, yeah, I got your call sign there, Andrew, and I did make the correction, O-N-M, October, November, Mike, I guess, so very good, and you're in your mobile, and I think you said you're from Chesterfield, so very good. So what's up to today?
Oh, not too much. Son and I are just driving back from getting a little Sunday morning breakfast at one of the local restaurants here, a little place called Michael's right off Jefferson. And then we're just heading back to the house to capitalize on this nice weather and get some yard work done, clean the garage up, things like that.
I hear you. Very good. How old is your son? What's his name?
His name's Luke and he's 9.
Fantastic. I have a grandson. I got two. I have several grandsons, but I have a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old going on 15, I think. He tries to do too much. 9 years old, and Luke. How'd you happen to get the name Luke?
You know, no real special story behind it, really. My wife and I just really like the name, and thought that one would pick. We like the older names, you know, something biblical that's been around for a while, so it was a good one to pick for him.
I was hoping to say a biblical name. Very good. Yeah, I was, my name's Leonard, so my first choice was Luke as well, but I got overrode. And, which is all right, I guess. But I have 3 sons and a daughter, and I have 10 grandchildren as well. And I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 4 grandsons. Yeah. So very good. Well, excuse me. I shouldn't have done that. Very good, Andrew. I just, went out to a picnic, ham radio picnic yesterday, and I sat and talked to two other Andrews. There's Andrew in Clawson, and there's another Andrew, I think he's from Ohio, I think it was. He's one of the net controllers for the Wolverine single sideband net. So we went to a picnic out there in Chesterfield, Michigan, on the other side of Ann Arbor, and it's really nice. Had a real pleasant day, nice drive out there, and a great time. And so are you a member of a club there, Andrew?
No club affiliation here. My dad's who got me into the hobby. He's got his extra license. I don't know if you've ever ran into AC8GB named Scott. That's my father. But no club affiliation. Doing my own thing with it. I got into it probably 3 or 4 years ago. I got my tech license, and then I think I got my general like 2 years ago, maybe going on 3 now. But yeah.
Very good, Andrew. Well, you're making good progress. You're right together, making progress as hams, I guess. I got my license in the 17 and my general in 18 and my extra in 19, or January of 20, I forget now. But anyways, right together there, made some progress. All right, lucky you. You got your dad. Is your dad still with you there? AC8GB, I think you said it was. I don't recognize the call sign right off, but he's been in longer than I have been. So is he still with you, Andrew?
Yep, he's still around. He does net control, I believe, Thursday nights for the Great Lakes area net. On, I want to say 3.92 Thursday nights. I could have that frequency wrong. I got it written down somewhere. But yeah, he's still around. He's still kicking, doing good. Building his antenna out. He lives out in Elginac, and he's got just antennas running all over the yard out there.
Pretty good. I'll look him up on QRZ. I'm sure he's on QRZ if he's a net controller in that. I can appreciate having antennas running on. I have them on top of my house, and my wife thinks they're big cobwebs. And it's not a cobweb antenna. I have a full-wave loop up there and a couple dipoles and a couple other 2-meter antennas. So must have heard the sting. But if you have some property and have area for a antenna farm, that so much the better. And I'll have to look at the Great Lakes. What else? Is there something else that goes with Great Lakes? I'll look it up on that net. Back to you.
Yeah, it's like the Great Lakes Emergency Net. I haven't been too active since all summer because the weather's been so nice, so I'm forgetting a lot of the specifics on it. You know, ham radio is more of a winter activity for me. Yeah, Great Lakes area, emergency net or something along those lines. Should find it for you. KE8ONM.
KE8FK, back to you there, Andrew. And that's on Thursday, so I just made a little note here, and I'll look it up on NetLogger or maybe a couple other ways, and I'll first look up AC8GB on the QRZ and see if he's got, probably has some, if he's net logger and net control, he probably has some information on his site there. So very good. So how much further you got before you are destinated?
Just pulled into the house now. Yep. Yeah, he's definitely on QRZ. You shouldn't have any issue finding him on there. No, he's had that for a while there. I don't think that net will be on NetLogger. I've used NetLogger a handful of times and I've never seen it on there. They actually do the net every night. He's just net control on Thursday nights.
Guys that work the emergency groups, they do take extra training, and they do provide a real service, and that's one of the main things that justifies ham radio is having, you know, practicing for emergency services that we can provide. So, well, very good. Well, if you're designated, I imagine you and your son want to get in there and get on with your day. So it's my honor and delight to talk with you, Andrew. And I'm going to make a little card out and put it in my file. I'll say 73 to you. KE8ONM. Oscar November Mike. This is 88FK.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you have a good day as well. And I'll say 73 and 88FK. This will be KE8ONM clear.
KF8BXS, WAEAP. KF8BXS, this is WAEAP.
W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
Come back again, calling station.
Yeah, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo, Echo Golf. Good afternoon. I'm located in Waterford, Michigan. I'm on Echo Link. Over.
Greg, this is Anthony, KE8RUH. I think we talked the other day. I'm mobile and in Rochester right now.
Yeah, I believe we did. It's, I don't know, it's been a few days or so, maybe longer. Hope you're doing okay. Nice day out there. My wife and daughter are visiting somebody at a, what they call that, assisted living. Actually, my wife is visiting her mother there. Over.
Sounds good. It's a good day to get out and do something. It's beautiful out there. 76, some clouds in the sky, but man, I could deal with this being summer for the whole season. This is pretty nice.
Yeah, same here. I don't think it's 76 here. I've been, I wasn't sure to wear shorts today or not, so I got long jeans on because it was kind of chilly for a long time, but feels kind of warm in the backyard. I'm on my deck. I've got a, what do they call those covers that I've got hung up in a corner on some posts to give us some shade. And there's a nice breeze here, though. It feels good. I think we're going to see some warm up here in the next few days. Over.
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to warm up a little bit, but it's not supposed to get hot. and I think the humidity is supposed to stay down, so we could be in for a pretty nice week of weather here.
Yeah, I guess what I wanted to say is I have a sunshade over here set up. I've had this for several years. It's a real good product. And if we get severe weather, I just unclip it so it doesn't get whipped around too much here. And I don't particularly want, if we get some hail here, I don't want it collecting hail, so I just merely unclip it. And then when the storms pass, I go back out there and clip it up. Yeah, we're expecting, I think, the next shot of rain is Thursday or Friday. We could see some rain. And it's okay because it's starting to get pretty dry, which is not too bad. Over.
Yeah, we've been, the rain that we have been getting, it's been in large quantities in short amounts of time. So, Some nice showers for a sustained period wouldn't be such a bad thing. Because my grass loves it, but when it rains like it has the last few times, I don't like it. Got to get the pump out my backyard, and it's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to probably cut the, looks like the grass needs cutting. I really clipped it. Last time I'm going to put the blade back up and go from there. But I will be shortening it, probably starting to cut it shorter as I get closer to September. I'll drop it down a notch and keep it there. Probably keep it there the rest of the season because I'll be mulching. I'll be mulching leaves when the leaves come down and also bag some of the leaves. But it won't be long. I'll be lowering that blade permanently, over.
Yeah, it'll be fall before we know it. Summer flew by, fall's going to fly by, and it'll be Christmas, and we'll be going, what happened to 2024? It'll be over.
Yeah, they seem to all be like that. And they seem to fly faster as you get older. You find that out soon enough, but I don't mind it. I mean, that's the four seasons in Michigan. If you want to escape it, you're going to have to go south or, the Caribbean or maybe southwest, but it gets really blasted hot, especially in the southwest, and I don't particularly care for that, and somewhere in between Florida and Michigan would be probably fine for me, but I don't think my family wants to move. My wife doesn't want to move, I don't think. We'd have to scope it out before he moves. So are you working any HF? Are you licensed for that? Or?
You know what? I have a tech license, and I do have a radio that will run 10 meters, but have not done much work with it. I just haven't had a whole lot of time as of late. But I don't know how well I'm coming in anymore. I'm in downtown Rochester, so I'm going to lose you, but I'll throw it back to you and we'll keep talking until you can't hear me.
Yeah, I think you said your name is Anthony. Hopefully I got that right. And yeah, I'm hearing you. I mean, there's a little bit of noise on your signal, but other than that, well, you're not missing anything because even though QRZ says 10 and 12 is open. I said, I don't think it's open around here. I check it every day, call CQ, or look at the band scope, and there's nothing to be found. I'll call CQ, too. But it sounded like it tried to open up at the beginning of the week on 10 meters, and then it closed. It closed up. But it hasn't been open. There's just too much solar activity, solar storms, and radio blackouts. I've never seen it in the time that I've been an operator. This is the summer that wasn't for operating radio HF, over. Trying to get the...
Yeah, I just haven't had any time. I'm hoping as we get into the fall, I'll be able to have a little bit more time.
Well, after all, it's just a hobby. Family's more important. You don't want to miss out on family. Radio will always be there. And that's what I did. We, you know, I helped raise four daughters, two of which were into playing soccer. So we did a lot of soccer games and travel and all that stuff. It was fun. That was more important. And then when I had time to operate the radio, I did. But family's more important, over.
Yep, that's why the only time you hear me on the radio is when I'm in the car. I'm actually on my way to pick up my daughter now. She spent the weekend with my parents camping, so and with all of her cousins. So I'm going to pick her up and take her home. She starts a choir camp this week. So, you know, just super busy carting her around and having a good time. And like you said, radio will always be there. I'm just, you know, trying to pick up what I can with a little bit of extra time that I have.
Yes, sir. It's just a hobby, after all, and that's good. You know, your family's going to need you, most importantly. So, you don't want to miss out on that. Well, listen, I'm going to get going here, and I do appreciate you coming back to me, and look forward to the next time. So, drive safely. Hope your daughter enjoyed herself. W8DIJ. I'll listen out.
Well, it was great talking to you also. Actually, rather shocked how far I got into the Mount Clemens repeater, so pretty happy with that. But I look forward to talking to you again soon. This is KE8RUH. Have a great day. Clear.
CQ, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet, calling CQ.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you wish to check in, please call. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Taking a pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network, UHF and VHF linked repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD to RHP.
Delta, ask in November, standing by Michigan, KJBD checking the net running for Michigan Air PSC. That's KJBD.
KJBD, that's the end of the next second, please.
Go ahead.
Alaska, November 10 by Michigan Tech 3RPR-29. Delta, Oscar November, standing by Michigan Tech, ARPR-29. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPR-CNET.
Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AR PLC, man.
K-8-2-1,
WD-USA,
I'll copy you.
WD-USA, K-8-2-1, we have a good meeting.
Okay, roger, thank you.
Let's go to KDE RHB, followed by NAOBU. KDE RHB,
Good afternoon, Max. Good to hear you. Good to hear those of you on the net. Not too much going on here. At least around the district. District's being quiet. Working on hoping to fill the vacancy in St. Joseph County pretty soon. So stay tuned there. Also looking at this upcoming week, I'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be in the MOCOM trailer at the Calhoun County Fair, and I'll be basically being dispatched. So looking forward to that. Took some time off of work to be able to support that. So that's a good learning opportunity for me and supporting the CERB agency. Not too much other than that. As of now, went to Detroit this weekend and hung out there. Yeah, not too much off-com radio related or CERT stuff going on. So I'll give it back to you, Max. This is actually, let me circle back. We did have an EF2 last week. Yeah, an EF2 last week, so in St. Joseph County. It just went just south of my my work in the southwest corner of Kalamazoo County, and it went into, it started just north and west of Three Rivers, and that's where it wound up. It was about 8 miles long, and it started out as an EF1, the original ranking, and then they upgraded it to an EF2, so, I left my work and went and spotted, didn't see anything, but, too close for comfort there. Anyways, that's all I got. Thanks for doing it. This is KD8RHP.
All right, KD8RHP, what are you doing? Yeah, in close to the weather like that, yeah, not necessarily the way you all have it, but I'm so glad to know you came through that all. And it would be nice to hear about getting the radio show up. I think Joe County, that would be good to hear. Have fun at the fair, don't eat too many elephants here. Next up, we got Emily Logan to be followed by KNJDD. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Working on the bench today, tuning up some duplexers for another repeater I'm going to put on the air, but nothing important here. Just riding along and trying to do my part. Thank you guys for being here. It's a little short. I think Jeff's out of town today, so I don't know if anybody was there to link everything else in or not, but I'm here. So thanks for being that control, and I'll sit here and listen out in case I'm needed. And it'll be you.
Next we go to KNJDD to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washtenaw?
KNJDD and the net, this is KJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. The name is Jim. The people we just saw have got a little rough in spots. The propagation is kind of weird, but that's sort of what happens when you're in a minor geomagnetic storm, I suppose. But everything went well. Appreciate WDAQ USA running the net. What's happening here? One local radio club, Arrow, has a guy in that's going to be talking about fractional wave champions, and it's on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to checking that out and seeing what's going on. And the only thing is there is a possibility, I'll find out probably tomorrow for sure, that I may be over in Wayne County sort of participating on the FEMA, not FEMA, but PERMA, second exercise. Looking forward to that. If that comes through, that'll be a great chance to sort of get over and see what's going on over in Wayne County. So I'm hoping I get the chance to go do that. Other than that, I've got a hex team that is sitting down there calling for me put together, and so I have to paint some other goodies, and one of these days when I finally get around to a little extra time, I will go through and set that up. I had a 17-meter box at one point, and a solar UV sort of eventually took out the fishing poles I used to shredders. So looking forward to getting back and having a beam on 20 and 17. I figured that's the only ones that really need. Other than that, there's not a heck of a lot going on. You're enjoying the weather, having some great weather here for a change. Actually, in Michigan, the weather's not bad at all most of the time. So I'm grateful for that. Anyway, thanks for running the NetMax, and I'll take it back to you. KVADON, this is K8JDD.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for the report there. KHADE is KVADON, Michigan Section AIPI-CNET. I look forward to hearing you if you do get over to Wayne County to let you on the radio. We'll be listening from Diamonddale there. We're also, I should mention, we're going to have a couple of injects, I guess, so we're going to see if we can contact Wisconsin. There are folks on there, see if they can. When they've operated on the Region 5 maps, you mentioned that, but most of the operators tend to be running from their home locations. I go to the FCOC when it's my turn to be net control, mainly because the equipment's better, and that also gives us a chance to really touch on that location as well. So, hey, hopefully you get down there, and like I said, hopefully we'll get to chat with you. All right, next we go northbound. We're going to go up the Menominee, KW5AS, to be followed by W3USA. Hey, Skip, I waved when you drove by. I don't know if you saw me or not. What's happening up your way?
This is KW5AS. Good afternoon, good night. First of all, I can hear everybody. Just that alone is a great achievement. I'm sorry I missed your wave. I was looking, but couldn't find you at the time. As far as what's going on here, well, I've been venturing around. I have wind link working both on packet and backport. I have managed to, on a good night when propagation was good, I managed to catch a packet station in Wisconsin that I could actually test out and send. So I've got backport packet working. Was working on digital modes. I was running an old version of MixW 2.0 and 2.1. But anyways, it allows me to use Olivia, but not a lot of other modes like F8 wasn't invented yet back then. So I for a while there, I tried some other software, couldn't get them to work. So I'm in the process of just hooking the old MixW backup on my old PF2000. Right now I'm on the 590. I've got two HF rigs. I had two of them for when I was in hurricane territory. That way I can actually split the station into two and have one station ready and hooked up for back four while the other one could actually run voice. So I had one for digital, one for voice. And it worked out pretty well, son. And I assume that I'd like to see if I could talk to some people around here to set up similar to what I had in Texas. I had a good station that I could run on battery or generator. So what I could do is when you had EOCs that were not in great spots with great antennas, I could be a relay station where I could pick up the traffic and then pass the traffic on to EOC and back and forth. That was pretty fun. Other than that, just kind of tinkering around. I know winter's going to be here soon, so I'm trying to get all the outside stuff done so I can do the inside tinkering for winter. And also, I'd like to get the house done in the house corner. I think I will probably sell the place next year. Just getting older, and I think that I would rather not shovel snow the rest of my life. And I'm over that control, KW5A.
All right, Skip, thanks for the report. KW5AS, KUDM, Michigan Section ARPLCNET. Having multiple modes of windlink available to you is a good thing. You never know which way you're going to be able to reach out and touch somebody, and so having options there is a good thing to have on the table. Please plan, right? And then as far as portable setups go,
I know that they play with portable stations and doing relays a lot on the east side of the peninsula, so it's good to be able to have some portable capabilities over on that side as well. Someday we should be able to connect end-to-end, I would hope, and two relays at least be able to do something there. So. Sounds like a really good way to go there.
Let's see, okay, let me go to USA. A lot of all of them are good, readable, or better, which is a delight. 60 was extremely short, so was 40 to a great degree. Guess we had that minor solar storm going on, so it's new. But, and then there were some problems with D-Star, but we collected them all on DMR. So, yeah, it was a challenge, but yeah, you're frequently challenged, so you just deal with it. And Skip, just some information for you. If you're planning on moving into a condo situation, be aware of this strict covenant, and you don't want to get yourself into that bailiwick. So just a word of warning. I tend to avoid that, and I have no intention of getting into that situation. I'd rather shovel snow. Matt, question for you. When is the 6th district up for this net for?
WD and USA, this is KD8RHB. Net control doesn't have a good copy on you. What is your question for relay?
My question is, when is district 6 up for this net? As control, over.
Stand by. WD-USA, 2 weeks from today, August 25th, over.
Okay, August 25th, there, Max is not hearing me. If you could relate to Max that, okay, I'm going to write that down. CNET. All right, Michigan. And also relay to Max that I would like that link for the Wexwick meeting on Wednesday, and we'll be able to make it. And also, Max, if you're hearing me, my main project over this summer has been getting the antenna system up at the new Red Cross building on Broadmoor in Grand Rapids. The antennas are all up. So next week we'll start running the feed lines from outside into the shack. And then wait for the professional installers to do the groundwork, and then that project will be done. So that's my big, project. Basically all summer is getting that system up and running. And it'll be a complete system. It'll have PATSOR 3, VHF, UHF complete, also 2 meter sideband, and other modes, DMR, it'll have that, and D-Star, so it'll be a pretty complete setup when we're done. So I guess that's about it and like I said, a mineral station is pretty good, but evidently I said it to Max, but that stands to reason, what I experienced on the Oxcom not today. Wish everybody a great rest of your weekend, and Max, back to you, WD USA, over.
All right, thanks, Joe. C-E-D-O-N, did you copy any of that?
Negative. You just got right into my lifeline, unfortunately.
All right, so comments from WD-USA. He's asking if you could send him the link for the record meeting on Wednesday. He also mentioned that they are... Well, they've been focused on the antenna system in Grand Rapids at the Red Cross building, said that they're getting, it should have Pactor 3, VHF, UHF, DMR, and D-Star, and a few other things there. So that was his main message back to you. Over.
Okay, Roger, thank you for relaying. WDHA will be sending out the, I will be sending out the meeting reminder probably tonight. Thank you again for the relay there, Brett. This is KEATON, Michigan Section Reout DRCNet, and we have reached the bottom of the roster, so I'll take a pause here and see if there's anything else you'd like to check in. Please call now.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
ACAYDF, anyone else wishing to check in? In relay.
All right, Mr. Ryan, ACAYDF, over to you for comments. How are you in Saginaw?
This is KC8YVF, Ron ECRO for Saginaw County. Not too much going on here in Saginaw County this month. Back on the August 6th, we participated in the National Night Out, part of the county event. Had a very good showing, even though it had rained quite a bit earlier in the day. They were still able to get the event off. Normally they bring in a helicopter or two, but none of those arrived this year because of the weather, the cloud cover and things like that, so that did not happen. But they were able to adjust to put all the vehicles on in the parking lot rather than on the lawn where they normally park them. It's out held normally at the Saginaw Township soccer fields. But it turned out very well attended. 2,000-3,000 people at least. We had our county communications trailer set up. There were seven of us there that were manning the trailer to do tours through the comms trailer, talk about amateur radio, emergency service, weather spotting, and whatever else they wanted to know. So we did set up at 5 o'clock. The event started at 6, ran to about 9 o'clock, and like I said, we had good turnout there for that. Coming up on the 22nd is our next Aries training. This is our normal welcome back kind of thing. We give them July off, so we do kind of a little cookout to start out tonight, and then we do a movie night where we come up with some emergency type of preparedness, movie-related type thing. We've been doing this for probably 10, 12 years. So it welcomes everybody back. They get something to watch that's kind of emergency and preparedness oriented. So it's a good time. September, we'll be in the mode. We'll be doing our training down at our 911 center at the conference room there in preparation for the SAT in October. So hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information that I can pass along to everybody at that meeting since it falls the fourth Thursday of the month there in September. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KC8YVF.
All right, KC8YVF, KUPR Michigan Section ERPS team. Well, I will
get here. Yes, and our plan right now is to be able to get the exercise plan out by about the 14th of September. So I think that might work out for you as to being able to have information that's on the lawn. So earlier than that, I had mentioned that that's our first planning session will be tomorrow night. And, of course, the set itself will be on October 12th. Let's see here. Let's see here. Once again, at the bottom of the roster for the Michigan Section ERPSC, that is, if anyone else wishes to call before we close, please call now. All right, hearing none, we had a runtime of 23 minutes and 7 seconds. Thank you very much for joining this afternoon. That will conclude this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Next week, District 5 has a turn at the wheel. And we wish everyone a good day, safe, and healthy week ahead. This is KEATON closing this session and returning this frequency to normal LTE. KEATON.
Thanks for being Net Control. Thanks to everybody that participated. We'll try to catch you again next week, 73, and it'll be your clearing the remote.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Okay, you too.
KDA-RHB. KDA-RHB, clear. WHCTT. KF8BLX monitoring. KF8BOT. KDA TFM.